Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Don't pay any attention to me if I start. Who moved my notes? Hallelujah.
They're underneath the
top. Oh, okay. Leave it to Deborah. I'm just kidding. You hear her, y'all, laughter doeth good like a medicine. She said it right that time. She's got it in her spirit, and it just comes out of her mouth kind of kooky sometimes. Praise God. Praise God. If I start crying, ignore me. Just cry with me. Or rejoice with me, because the Spirit of the Lord is already here, and it's kind of hard when I feel it that much to contain myself. And I got a good encouraging word before the service started. There seems to be always somebody that God has for me to lift me up when I get nervous up here. And He used Chrissy tonight to just pick me up. So I wasn't falling down yet, but... So I want us to just go to the Lord in prayer, and let's just bow our heads. Father, thank you for this time in your house. Thank you for the honor of ministering your word. Lord, help me to say exactly what you want and do it in a way that it can be received, not covered up with odd words or strange actions, but just in a way that it can be received. And Lord, I know this is going over some things we've already been over, but you have taught us, Lord, that sometimes we just have to keep going over some things to really get them. And I believe, Father God, that there is some secret truth in what we're talking about tonight. So have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And this people, we all give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We are again speaking on psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I'm seeing where Ish's eyeballs are because sometimes he gives me this look. Make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be. So I'm going to start off with, you know, we've talked about this before, but if you'll notice the title, it says, Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, I'll Show You the Way. That's not me. That's God saying He'll show us the way. Okay? Now let's go over these definitions real quick. The psalm, the first thing Kenneth Hagin said, is a spiritual poem or an ode that is to be sung or chanted or spoken out. It can rhyme, but it doesn't have to. And the hymn is a song of praise addressed to God, not something you thought of or had heard already somewhere else, but words that come up out of your spirit, because you are a spirit being, and that's how God speaks to you through your spirit. And the spiritual song is something revealed by the Spirit. It's a revelation by the Spirit. And it is delivered in this way by the Spirit. Okay? And I'm not going to go over all these scriptures again. I'm just going to go over some notes. So if you've not heard any of this, you'll kind of know where we're at. And if you have heard it, hopefully we'll get it this time. I'm still working on it. What is the purpose of these forms of communing with God? It's for spiritual edification. It won't leave us where we used to be. It takes us a step further, closer to God, and closer to understanding His ways. After flowing with the Spirit, you'll be built up to a higher place, changed from glory to glory. Okay, and we got a song, don't we, girls? Yeah. Glory to glory. It's means of keeping us separated from the world. It helps us to control our flesh better. And it also helps us become more aware of the indwelling presence of God. And who knows that in these days and times we need to be very much aware that God's presence is indwelling in us and always around us. Okay? And 1 Thessalonians 5:18, now I'm talking like Deborah. Thessalonians. in the Passion Translation it says, in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. So do you believe that we are supposed to always give thanks? Even when things don't go too good? Because God says in His Word it's the perfect plan for you, for me. So, same scripture in Amplified. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer, the mediator of that will. Okay? So here we see that God is the revealer. And if we're giving thanks, and even when things don't look good, because we all go through stuff, there's none of us that are not subject to being attacked, because we will be if we're born again. Okay? But He's the revealer, and He'll show us what to do as we're obeying Him. And we're obeying Him when we give Him thanks. Okay? In Colossians 3:15-17 in the Message, let me put my glasses on. That's what one of the problems is. Woohoo! They work. Hallelujah. Extra eyes. Thank God for them. Okay, let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. Now, I want y'all to listen to this because I love this scripture very much. It says, none of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. In other words, work to build yourself up to the place where you're thanking God regularly. Sometimes it's kind of like, how do you say this? Okay, if you go on a diet, it's really hard, okay? But you can work up to it where you get used to it, okay? And Pastor Rock used to tell us, I think it's 30 days you do something, practice it, that it becomes a habit, okay? Practice being thankful until it gets in your spirit. And so this is what I did, and I'm not talking about thankfulness right now, but I kept thinking about praying in tongues, you know, and I've been doing it for years. But sometimes I would do it more than other times. But I got to the point where I did it so much, especially when riding in the car, that now I don't have to think about it. I don't deliberately do it. It's just something that I catch myself doing it. Like Pastor Sharon, Pastor Rock used to tell us about Pastor Sharon putting on her makeup and she'd be speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. I'll never forget it, because that's what happens with us. If we practice doing something and do it long enough, it'll become a habit. And it's the best habit you can have. Okay, so it says, let the word cultivate thankfulness, and let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. In other words, whatever God has said and you picked up on it, make sure you follow it, okay? Don't just go off doing your own thing. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing, I love this, sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, or actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking Him every step of the way. Okay? And I'm just going to bring out just a few scriptures, and I'm not going to read them all the way through, but, you know, how many of you have heard this? Just, I want to see a show of hands on this one. How many have you heard this, any of the scriptures that says, sing to the Lord a new song? Okay, I think everybody's heard that. I know my husband's heard it. He ain't raising his hand. Bad husband. No, he's not. But anyway, so God has told us in His Word to sing a new song. And I think when He's talking about that, He's talking about what Kenneth Hagin has told us to do. Because we sing in the Spirit, okay? And when you sing in the Spirit, maybe you don't know the English words or whatever, or Spanish, but God knows what you're saying, and you're doing it from your spirit, so it coming out of your spirit, man, and it glorifies God. But here's just a few. Psalms 96, I guess it's the first one because it doesn't say, sing a song of praise to God. And then it says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, all the earth. Psalm 33:3, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. And I'm going to say this. Maybe you don't know how to play an instrument, but you know, if you were at home and you had a box and you were doing it for the Lord, just beat on the box and say, well, I don't know how to play the drums, but I'm just going to make a sound, a joyful sound to you. You know, and maybe 15 people is going to think I'm crazy after this, but seriously, God says make a joyful noise. So he honors what you do for him. A song of praise to God, Psalms 96:1-3, sing to God a brand new song. And this is the message. I'm doing different versions, sorry. Earth and everyone in it, sing to God and worship God. Shout the news of his victory from sea to sea. Okay, Psalms 98:1, sing to God a brand new song. He made a world of wonders and rolled up his sleeves and set things right. And that's the message. Here's another one, 144:9-10. Oh God, let me sing a new song to you, and let me play it on a 12-string guitar. A song to God who saved the king, the God who rescued David, his servant. And he's rescued me, and he's rescued you. Psalms 149:1-4. Hallelujah, sing to God a brand new song. Okay, that's just a few where he tells us to sing to him. And there are many, many more just like this. Okay, now let's look at Psalms 100 and verse 4 in the Passion. Pay close attention to this. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Okay, there's your password. Okay, so, and I know we've talked about it, but I have to hear these things more than once. I won't remember them if I hear them just once. So we've got passwords. If you're on your computer, you got passwords and usernames. Kenneth Hagin had taught the students in his Bible college, okay, and in preaching, he said that the way to get in to the throne room, where you start with praise, and then the way to go into the rooms of heaven, you sing in the Spirit. Okay, so that's two things you can do. And don't go home and try this and give up after 5 minutes, okay? Just practice. Practice doing that. Praise him a little while and then sing to him in the Spirit. Nobody's there at your house maybe to hear you, so if you think you sound crazy, don't worry about it. God doesn't think you sound crazy. You know what he thinks? He thinks, my child is obeying my word. My child is wanting to get through to me, so I'm going to make sure that I give her some revelation, or him some revelation knowledge. Bean, I see you out there. Ish, Ken, Jeff, Chuck, Pastor Rock. So it's not just all about women. Amen. I can't believe the men aren't shouting me down now. Okay. Okay. All right. So we've got two ways. Praising him is like a password. Or username, and then singing in the Spirit is like your other one, whichever one you didn't use, okay? Password, username, okay. And Nancy Dufresne, which I talked about before, said that the Lord told her that if we didn't teach on this, that the light, a revelation of this was going to be lost, okay? All right, Psalms 104 in the Message. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Make yourselves at home. Doesn't that sound like what I just got through saying, that we practice it? You just get used to it. And you thank him and you worship him. And I really looked at this one different. This is the Amplified, Psalms 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. How many have heard that one before? Most of us have. Okay. It sounds to me like the password of praise is causing you to enter into his gates. I used to just look at this as coming into the church, praising God because I made it. It's more than that. It is more than that. It is entering into heaven's throne with praise, okay? And into his courts with praise. It's like you get up there so close and you're praising him, and he's just enjoying it. And so you're entering in, And then the next thing you know, you're praising him in the spirit, singing to him, and you enter his courts. Okay? So it's deeper than what I used to think about just coming into the house of God. It's more to it. And you know what? I don't see anywhere in any scripture I've ever read that it says you have to be a special person, or you have to be male or female, or you got to be dressed a certain way. No, come as you are. So everyone has this option to enter in and get revelation knowledge. I said this last time, but I'm going to iterate on it again. So why should we follow these instructions? Okay? In 1 Corinthians 2:10, in the easy-to-read version, it's because God knows everything, and this is the way. Okay? The scripture says, but God has shown us these things through the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things. The Spirit knows the deep secrets of God. So this is why we follow instructions, so we can tap into these secrets that God has. That if you ever get some revelation from the Lord on anything, how did you feel when you got it? You were elated. You were built up. You thought, oh, the Lord of all glory spoke to me. Maybe you didn't hear an audible voice, but all of a sudden, the light come on. He is the light. You got it. And if that's not a pick-me-up, it's better than these drinks that Bean uses. Bean uses all these monster drinks and things. But this is the best way. And there's no bad after effects. And I'm not talking about Bean drinking bad stuff. let me clarify. As Pastor says, let me qualify this. We're talking about energy drinks. Thank you, Lord. Sorry, Bean. I had to fix that. But anyway, this is the best energy drink you can get. And because the Spirit of God knows everything, when we tap into the resources, we have access to what He knows. And it's always by the Spirit, okay? And okay, what's a resource? It's something that can help you or show you so you can help somebody else. 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 12 in the J.B. Phillips. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has, through the Spirit, let us share his secret. For nothing is hidden from the Spirit. Say this with me. Nothing is hidden from the Spirit of God. Okay? And for who could really understand man's thoughts except the spirit of the man himself? How much less could anyone understand the thoughts of God except the very Spirit of God? And the marvelous thing is that we now receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God himself. So we can actually understand something of God's generosity towards us. Same scripture in the Living Bible. What we know about these things because God sent His Spirit to tell us. And His Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secrets. Okay, let's look at the title again. He says, I'll show you the way. So that's what He's doing. He's trying to get us to the point where we're thinking a little bit deeper, more like Him, and figuring out how to do what He says that will cause us to get the revelation knowledge that we need in any situation at any given time. I mean, you might come up against something, and say you're driving down the road, okay? Ken had a testimony, and the Lord showed him about a situation that would occur if he went this certain way, if he didn't stop, okay? And if he had not have done what God showed him, there would have been a wreck, okay? So God revealed that to him ahead of time. But what happens if you're driving somewhere or you're in a situation and all of a sudden something out of the ordinary that's not good takes place? God didn't say, well, it's just going to happen to you. He can speak to you then if you're in tune with him and you can avoid an accident or a bad situation. Maybe he'll tell you, don't walk down this street tonight. You know, don't go to the store tonight. You know, just recently Walmart was held up over here in our neighborhood, okay? So he will speak to us to warn us of things. That's his revelation knowledge working on our behalf. Okay? God has shown us in the voice, same scripture, God has shown us these profound and startling realities through his Spirit, because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep mysteries of God. And I gave you this definition, profound. Listen to this, y'all. It's so good. Situated at, extending to, or coming from, as a great depth, deep, coming as if from the depths of one's being, thoroughgoing, far-reaching, penetrating beyond what is superficial or obvious. Okay? It's absolute and complete. Okay? It penetrates what maybe you wouldn't normally see on the surface. Okay? So that's how God's revelation knowledge is. And yet to us he unveiled and revealed these things, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. In other words, God has no limits on him. If there's a limit there, it's because we did it. We put it on him. Okay? Let's see. Okay. You are my hiding place, Psalm 32:7-8. You'll keep me out of trouble and envelop me with songs that remind me that I am free. See, we really are free if we walk in it. It's very easy to feel chained, but if we feel chained, it's because something we have engaged in that we shouldn't have, or heard something, or somebody maybe just come along at the wrong time and said something to us we shouldn't have heard, and then we feel bowed down. But God says we're free. If we'll look at this scripture, every time something's going on, we can shake that off. Now I want you to do something else. Maybe do like this. Okay, we're shaking off what the enemy tries to put on us. We're not playing with him, because he's defeated. And we recognize that we're anointed of God, so we don't have to put up with it. Amen? Hallelujah. And then he says, I will teach you and tell you the way to go and how to get there. What's he talking about? He's talking about these scriptures that he's already given us. This is how you interact with God and get into the throne room, where you're not just praying and it feels like your prayers don't go through the ceiling. Okay? When you obey, and, well, I'm not even talking about obeying now, just try to follow the scriptures. He will show you and he'll open up doors for you and he'll give you some knowledge and you'll feel his presence. Okay? You won't necessarily feel God's presence every day you live and breathe. But that doesn't mean that he's not with you, because he always is. Right, Debbie? He is. Yes, he is. She's doing good because she is trusting God for her finances, and God is going to carry her through. And what is the benefit of obeying these scriptures? Listen to this, Isaiah 45:3. I will give you the treasures of darkness, the hoarded treasures, the hidden riches of secret places. Pastor Sharon speaks this over us a lot, and I love the scripture. So that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by your name. Then in the voice it says, I'll give you hidden treasures. Listen to this. Wealth tucked away in secret places. It's not just for everybody. It's for those who will seek after him, and he'll reveal it, okay? I'll reveal them to you, and you'll know that I am the Eternal, the God who calls you by name. New Life Version. I'll give you riches hidden in the darkness and things of great worth that are hidden in secret places. You'll know it's I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Here's one more. I'll give you the treasures from dark places and hidden stockpiles. He has stored up some good things for us. We just have to tap in. And we can. He's telling us how to do it. Kenneth Hagin instructed, and he's backing this up with some scriptures. And Kenneth Hagin put these scriptures out there. And I put some out there that he didn't. Okay. Now, I found some that I thought would be good. And then he says, I'll give you treasures. Well, I already said that, from the hidden stockpiles. Okay. Now, I want to tell you this one scripture that everybody knows. And I'm going to read it from the easy to read version. Remember, all this is to get revelation knowledge from God for you. And it would be, it could be for your family, but he'll give it to you. And if he gives this to you, you'll be like, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So Isaiah 54 and 17, most of us know it. People will make weapons to fight against you. They will. There will be some people out there that are going to come against you. If you're like me, they already have. And you had to shake them off, okay? Or maybe you didn't shake them off right away and you stewed over it for a little while. And then you got, the Lord calmed you down enough where you could start thinking clear. And you say, oh, okay, this is not from God. Imagine that. That's not from God. So then you know that it's from the enemy. Then you can shake it off because he's defeated. Amen. Somebody ought to be stomping the floor on his old ugly head. Can anybody do that?
I do.
Anyway, all right, so some people will say things against you, but anyone who speaks against you will be proved wrong. The Lord says, this is what my servants get. They get the good things that come from me, their Lord. And so we go back and we look, and this was God saying, I'll show you the way. And that was, I'm not finished. Yes, Ish. What was that Chrissy called him earlier? Well, we won't repeat it. It wasn't bad. She was just picking at him. And I tell you the truth, if he's the one that picks at everybody. Okay, let me find that where I wrote that down. That one scripture. Oh, help me, Jesus, Jesus. I had it wrote down so I could go back to it. Then I got my papers mixed up. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There it is. Hallelujah. Okay. Psalms 32, 7 through 8. You are my hiding place. You will keep me out of trouble and envelop me with songs that remind me that I am free. Verse 8. I will teach you and tell you the way to go and how to get there. I'll give you good counsel and I'll watch over you. Everybody say this with me. This is the word. I will teach you and tell you the way to go and how to get there. Let's do it again. I will teach you and tell you the way to go and how to get there. Okay. Now, we're going to practice. We're going to practice, not just Patty. All right. Okay. I don't like being confined to this camera. Okay. We'll start with... Deborah, come up here, please. Is this mic workable? It's okay. I'm not going to string you up or nothing. I know she knows how to do this, so I'm going to use her first. And then we don't know who's coming up next. Maybe Pastor Rock. Pastor Sharon probably loves that. So I won't tell him right now, but I won't act like I do. Okay. I'm going to sing, and then I'm going to let you sing. Because we're filled with the Spirit. And this is practicing what God has showed us. Lord, I just praise you in this place. You're so wonderful and so beautiful and so good. And I'm just singing to you, Lord. I'm singing to you. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Savior. I'm singing to you, ritamo celiando dei.
I'm singing to you, Jesus. I'm singing to you, Lord.
Lord,
I bring it on to your table.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm full.
I'm full.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Savior.
Thank you,
Lord. Una matero da.
Ilonda
do sedie. Let's give her a hand. It comes out of your spirit, okay? Let me freak somebody out. Bonnie, come on. Because she sings all the time. You're not that busy. Put your stuff down. I'll just use my authority. Put that down. Come on up here. This woman sings all the time. She used to be on the praise team. But she sings to the Lord anyway, so she he's calling us over here again. just sing, Bonnie. You don't even have to wait for me. She ate too much, but we don't care. Now sing in the English, something in English, not necessarily what you just said, but what would you do if you was at home?
I would always say, praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's all it is. It's not something hidden from us. Amen. I want to see if I can get a volunteer now. Don't make me unvolunteer you. He could. Come on, babe. Please. Oh, he's running. Lock the door, y'all. I just want you to sing to the Lord for a minute. Not something you know, just some words you're going to make up. And no nervous now, in Jesus' name. You see, the Spirit of the Lord's already on him. So we just praise.
Father, I just thank you for the ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you, Father, for continuing to hold me up.
Yes.
And I thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you're always by my side.
Yes, you are. You, you're always by his side.
That you're ever strong and ever mighty. And I thank you, Father. You.
Just say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Let's all sing it with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I have. But don't make it a hard thing, because God didn't do that. He made it easy. Am I right, Deb? Yes, I am. Bless y'all.